Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why? Welcome to Mindshifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host. We also have co-hosts Dr. Tim Hayes and Michelle Pichet. We will share with you the wisdom of the first century Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. We offer tools and support 5 days a week. We will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love in Aramaic Rachma. Michael is the author of the book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information about Michael or myself or the forgiveness process, please visit www.whyagain.org. And now, welcome to the show, Mindshifters Radio. Hi, and welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, January the 31st, 2019. And today, actually, January 31st, 2011, we had our very first Mindshifters radio show. So we have now completed 8 years and are on day one of our 9th year doing this radio show. So we welcome you. Our call-in number is 563-999-3581. And press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions, because that makes this your show. And welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart, and welcome, everybody. Honored and delighted that you're here with us once again, as we entertain this conversation about first century Aramaic forgiveness. And Jeannie tells me that we already have a hand up, so what do you say we go to our caller and see what our caller has to say?
Well, we did have a hand up, and as soon as I was doing the what the phone number was and to press 1, they hung up. So if Fort Lauderdale, if you are still out there listening, call back in, press 1. And that puts you back in queue. So give them just a minute. They've been on there for the last 5 minutes before the show started. And like I said, as soon as I was given the phone number and saying press 1, then they hung up. So I'm not sure. And they have not dialed back in yet. So I guess we move forward and wait and see if they call back in.
Cool. Well, let's go for it. Well, we covered our worksheet from Why Is This Happening to Me Again in the last couple of days. If there are any questions, it'd be a perfect time to hit 1, and we'll cover those questions. Otherwise, we're going to take a look at the worksheet from Healing Through Relationships. And in our Healing Through Relationships workshop, we do a worksheet where we invite people to make notes, 3 early memories of conflict in their lives. And so if you've got a blank piece of paper, you might just make a list of, just offhand it, 3 early memories of conflict in your life. And as you look at those conflicts, and an early memory can be something that happened to you when you were 2 years of age, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. And of course, conflict would be whatever your mind defines as conflict, not my definition, but yours. It might have been something you were directly involved in. You might have just been an observer. And I'm going to give you a moment or so to just make a quick note of those 3 early memories of conflict.
And while they're doing that, anybody who is not familiar with the website, you can go to whyagain, that's whyagain.org. Click on either the bullseye in the middle of the page or the words start here in the top left corner. Both of those take you to the same place, and that's where all of our worksheets are. So as we're covering the worksheets, you can also access them from there.
Perfect. Three biggest memories of conflict.
And I will also put a link to each worksheet in the notes each day as we go over different worksheets. For those new phone numbers that are showing up on the switchboard, yes, we are here. The silence is because we're giving people an opportunity to write three early memories of conflict down. And Michael's going to go over that worksheet.
So once you've completed your three early memories, then there are a series of questions we're going to ask you to answer for each of those memories. And the first question is, based on this early memory, what's your conclusion? Just looking from the point of view of that one single memory, do you come to any conclusion about yourself? I am. And that I am might be, I am weak and helpless. I'm not good enough. Might be any number of conclusions. Second question to ask yourself is, how do you feel? I feel sad. I feel hurt. Any conclusions about relationships? Relationships are the pits. Relationships are difficult. Relationships always frustrate me. What kind of conclusions do you have about relationships? And breathe. Notice what's happening with your breath. Any conclusions about something you must do? I must run and hide. I must have someone to protect me. Any conclusions about people? People are nasty. People are hard to get along with. Any thoughts that you can fathom yourself having in a circumstance where you're in that early conflict? Anything that you can think of yourself as a result of being in that circumstance, your mind telling you that there's something that you need. and notice as you write what's happening with your breath. And now, just so that we don't have to take a lot of time with it, just kind of quickly overview from the point of view of those three early memories. Memory one, are there any similarities in any of those questions? I am, I feel, people are, relationships are, I must, I need, I want. Are there any similarities in those three circumstances? If so, just kind of make a note in your mind of what the similarities are. You know, maybe in all three memories, I'm thinking I'm weak and helpless. In all three memories, I might have the thought that I need somebody to protect me. And so just look and see if there's a pattern there. And then, you don't have to, you know, write the full description out, just a few keywords that will key you into it for now. You can go back and spend more time on it later, but for the sake of brevity, we'll kind of move forward on the show. If you were to imagine yourself in a situation today, where there's been a conflict, you know, something that's happened in the last week or so, if you were to quickly fill in a set of blanks, life is, I am, people are, I want, I need, would the pattern be similar to what you saw in those three early memories? And are you breathing as you think about that? And again, we'll just invite you to short form the answers. And then if you think back maybe 5 years, so it's 2018, so around 2013 or so, 2012, think about a conflict that was going on in your life. And if you were to fill in a set of blanks for that conflict, life is, I am, I feel, people are, relationships are, I must, I need, I want. Are there any similarities in the answers to your early memories or the sheet you filled in from conflicts that happened just recently? And breathe. And then imagine you go back 10 years ago, go back around, you know, Y2K was happening, year 2000. Almost 20 years ago. Pretty amazing to think that, isn't it? And look at the conflict that was happening then, an issue that was going on in your life, whether it was a conflict. A set of blanks, life is, I am, I feel, people are, relationships are, I must, I need, I want. Now, for most people, when you look at those responses, you'll tend to see a pattern. And the thoughts that are at the root of the pattern, while they seem to be as a result of experiences in the world, are really simply reflections of thoughts held unforgiven in the mind. And it's in our relationships that we are confronted by those thoughts within our minds and have the opportunity to forgive as to those thoughts. So depending what kind of patterns go on, it will show us what it is that we need to forgive. Now, take an example. Let's say the repeating pattern is that of resentment. If you look back, if that's your repeating pattern, and the thought that goes with that pattern of resentment is, of course, I only feel resentful because of what they did or because of what they're doing. And notice that in your early memories, you had somebody you could blame that resentment on. Notice that in your current memory, there's someone you can blame it on. Are they the same person? And seeing as how everybody can't call back in and give us an answer, I'll just say that over decades of presenting this worksheet to people, what I find is that 95% of the time, people go, well, in my early memories, it was such and such, and today, it's such somebody else. And what about 20 years ago, 5 years ago? Well, it was somebody else, and it was somebody else. What you can tell about your life from that being the repeating pattern is that you had a power person that lived in resentment, and as a child, you were steeped in that resentment. And until you forgive that resentment, everyone in your field, whenever you're under stress, will tend to be steeped in that resentment. One of the ways you tell, say for instance, if you were steeped in resentment, is that you'll find that the people around you are often apologizing for things that they didn't even do. The thought disorder that tends to go along with that is something like, you need to change. You're the only reason I'm upset. Notice if they're the kinds of thoughts you had in those three early memories, in the memory you did today, in the memory you did 5 years ago, in the memory you did 20 years ago. And it's up to each individual, whatever you've uncovered in the way of a pattern, if this is an example that fits for you, it's your work to be forgiving those thought disorders, that blame game, and that resentment. Elsewise, you'll find yourself being the source of the energy that others steep in resentment with. If your power person did it to you, you probably do it to your family and children. And if you want to break the generational patterns, it's in the interaction and relationship that you get to look at the patterns of your mind. And when you look at it over the long haul, like we've just done in this worksheet and time with it to really get in depth, it's the title of the workshop this worksheet comes from is called Healing Through Relationships. It's through our relationships that we get to see those things. And if we love truth enough, we get to see that, oh, I'm the one who has this repeating pattern. And that repeating pattern is, you are the one who has a problem. Then I need to see that through my relationships, I get to look at that part of my mind. And if I never heal that part of my mind, then I'll be passing that one on to my next generation and their next generation and theirs and theirs and theirs. And it's through our relationships we get to see what it is that we need to heal, what the pattern is that's going on inside of us. And if we're willing to be with the truth of, gee, yes, I've been through this one 87 different times with 42 different people. And every time it happens, my mind defaults to what they have to do. Sooner or later, I have to stop and go, I'm the one who was there every time. This is about me. And when I realize that this is about me, then I get to own and forgive those things. And that's how the healing process proceeds. And as we spoke of with the forgiveness process, the wake-up sheet, you'll notice that in each case where there was a disturbance in your mind and you were in an environment with another person and your mind was telling you that it was about that other person, you'll notice that there was a goal that you held for that person. And the same way that your power person held a goal for you, you held a goal for someone else. And it is the canceling of the goal that collapses the projection of that particular energy. And the example we're using is resentment. It's the canceling of the goal that lets me drop into the root of my resentment. Unless I have to hold up my power person was, could have never done that to me, would have never done that to me, no, this is something new, no, this is something that belongs to someone else. And sooner or later, through my relationships, I'm going to have to look at those things elsewise. If I refuse to look, if I refuse to deal with them, then I'm going to have to deal with them when they show up in my body. Because those energetic patterns, frustration, rage, anger, fear, sadness, irritation, resentment, are disintegrative energies relative to my tissue structure. And pain in my tissue structure tells me that I'm holding that energy within me. And oftentimes those energetic patterns are generational. And so diligent work allows us to drop into, access those energetic patterns and remove them so that we open the space for the future generations to be freed, as well as open our own lives to be freed of those patterns. Most people take those patterns to their grave. Most people wish, hope, would love to get rid of them, but they're so imbued with that energy that they can't see that the energy is about them. They can only see that every time it comes up, their projection is, their picture in their mind is that they associate it with is someone outside of themselves. And so forgiveness drops that projection. Forgiveness collapses the picture in the mind that says, this fear, this anger, this rage, this resentment is about somebody else, and allows me to drop directly into the root of my own dis-ease. And as with the active presence of the awareness of love, I drop into any dis-ease state within me, I get to free myself of that dis-ease. And so that's the essence of why is this happening to me again? In the forgiveness aspect of it and healing through relationships, the next step in the process, see that it is through my relationships that I get to see and heal the parts of my mind that I have pretended are placed there by someone else. And so that's the essence of that worksheet. And if anyone has any questions or thoughts about it, anything to share, then please, you're with us, press 1. And after we say hello to Dr. Tim, we'll answer your call. Dr. Tim with us, Jeannie?
He's here.
Hey, young man, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, good.
We're slowly thawing. We're all the way up to minus 14.
Ouch.
Started at minus 60 wind chill this morning, and we're at minus 33 right now.
Wow.
So we're doing well. We're looking forward to actually having a minus 5 temperature by the time group happens tonight.
A heat wave.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm blessed to have electricity and heat, and unlike thousands of people in Chicago area who've lost power and water, so I'm doing well.
Well, we'll take a moment of silence to hold each of them in a blessing. It's just got to be crazy time. Interesting that the effects of what's been called global warming or climate change is that these Arctic air blasts that are usually held up in the poles are breaking loose because it's warmed up so much there that the patterns don't hold in place but drop down and create these kind of extreme ill effects. We're certainly seeing some crazy stuff with weather. So we hold everybody in Chicagoland and other affected areas in love and blessings and safety. Well, any thoughts for you, Tim? Anything from practice on your mind or anything on the healing relationships process or and the worksheet from that workshop?
Well, talking about three early memories.
Right.
Yeah, that was a real eye-opener for me. And as I talk to people about it, I say that often when I redo that, I end up with different memories of conflict. And yet, it's astounding that even at face value, sometimes it doesn't seem to be the same. As I sit with it and read it again later, I realize I'm still just replaying parts of a very early pattern. And the whole time hiding from myself how I'm doing it again and again. So it was a very powerful worksheet for me, and I've recommended it, I think, 3 times in the past few months to different people in sessions. And it just helps to open another layer of what I'm hiding from myself and bring it to the conscious awareness where I can actually work with it. So I highly recommend it.
That can be shocking to the minds, can't it?
Yep.
Start to look there. Well, let's check with Jeannie and see if we have any questions or anything happening in the chat room. Jeannie?
No, there are no questions in the chat room. Our friend from Australia said healing the wounds of his childhood was the most powerful work that he had ever done. Said, if you don't hand it back, you pass it on, eh?
That's it. You get to play the title of my book, Why Is This Happening to Me Again? Or sometimes people play that title out with a slightly different twist to it. Why are they doing this to me again? But the bottom line is, it's all the same. The content of the mind is either healed or it's going to be puked out on somebody else again and again and again until the generations start to say, somebody wakes up, says, maybe this is mine and I'm ready to be done with it. I'm ready to live as the presence of love. And when I can't, I'm willing to do the work that it takes to free myself of whatever the pattern is that seems to be all their fault. So it's definitely an interesting process. So I think we've got about 30 minutes, so we've got lots of time for conversation. How can we support you? What's happening? Well, I guess we're down to about 25 minutes. What's happening in your world?
Well, before you boost anybody else up to the top, let me just say, I remember, I think it was a friend from Australia, it might have been from another country, who called in and had a lot to offer, and then you made the recommendation that they go and check out the app, and it immediately shut down, and the person didn't want to have anything to do with it. And I had the thought, listening to that exchange, that it might be that that person thought you were selling something. So I just want to highlight for people that the quality of and the depth of material that's available at whyagain.org is some of the most effective and accessible tools for changing your life for the better that I've run across in my 44 and a half years of doing therapy. And even including the app, all of the worksheets, and now all of these radio shows explaining the different worksheets and how to get good benefits from them, all available for free. So when Jeannie said that our friend from Australia had some input, it reminded me, it may not have been the person from Australia, but somebody where we had good input from them and we said, that's wonderful, and by the way, you might want to look at the app, and they just shut it down and said they're not interested. And if that was because they thought you were selling something, I think it's really important to highlight how much you and Jeannie make available to people free of charge. You welcome donations if they feel that these tools are benefiting them, and yet your commitment is to get them into the hands of people, whether they can afford to use them or not, or afford to pay for them or not.
For sure. It is our commitment to make it available, and I hadn't thought of it that way, but I remember the day that happened, and you're right, that may have been the factor, and you know, we are truly looking to make everything we do as freely available as absolutely possible, so that I don't care if people have a penny in their pockets. Let's spend an hour on the show answering that person's questions, supporting them, and the tools, the app, videos, audios, there's just all kinds of material to fill in as many blanks as possible. And we're open to receiving invitations. You know, when we travel this year with Jeannie's dad, being with him and with the new baby, we're kind of settled in one place. It's kind of neat. I'm living for the first time in about 35 years in the same place. I'm actually living somewhere rather than being on the road. But even when we're on the road, we're open to invitations. You know, we pay our own expenses. 97% of our workshops are offered free. And that's because our commitment is to give it away, and we're going to give you the very best we've got. There's nothing withheld. And certainly, yes, while we do it free, we haven't figured out how to do it for nothing. So anybody who chooses to support us, you can go to the website, and there's a donate button, and support us. That would be awesome. And there's certainly no requirement in that regard. In fact, that's a question I kind of hesitate, or a thing I kind of hesitate to bring up, so that people do get that it's about putting the work into people's hands. And yes, of course, we all have bills to pay. You can't be on the road. You can't have, 15 acres and 17 buildings that maintenance goes on whether we're there or not. They just doesn't happen by themselves. So, of course, it takes some cash flow. But basically, beyond a pretty minimalist lifestyle, Jeannie and I put everything back into developing the work and making it available. Jeannie was just saying she was just working on some tax stuff and for the end of the year, and looking at our technology bill last year was over $7,000, just to put it out there and make it available. And the idea is just to keep it moving forward until it's available to every mind, heart, and being on the planet. And if you'd be inclined to pick up a piece of that and help us with it, that would be awesome. And if you're not, please stick with it. keep working with it. Keep asking questions. We're here to support you. We do have a couple of fairly big projects going on at Heartland right now. Okay, a couple of fairly big projects going on at Heartland right now with a redo of some underground, or taking some overhead wiring out and putting it underground and doing a new watering system. And if you haven't been to Heartland yet, that water line's about 1,000 feet through rock. So there's quite a bit happening there, and we are deeply, deeply appreciative of Ken and Linda being there and working on projects to improve the center. They've redone a couple of roofs and torn apart a couple of buildings. Ken's taken a couple of buildings apart, replaced all the fascia board and underlying, we got buildings that go back into the 50s. So it's ongoing maintenance, and deep appreciation to both of them for their willingness to be there and to be of support and help to upgrade the physical plant to the next level. So, and deep appreciation to everybody who was there last year for the Food Fund Forgiveness and Work Project. There was just such a monumental dedication, monumental amount of work that was done, that Heartland is looking better than it has in 25 years. And thank you to everybody who was a part of that process. And Janie, you've got a hand up, so let's say hello to our caller.
All right, Fairycode 610, you are on the air.
Well, guess what? Susan, Pennsylvania.
Welcome.
So I wasn't going to raise my hand because I get so much from you almost every day, it seems, as if we're talking to you. But I have a question. So
good.
And that is, you gave me a mind shifter yesterday. It is safe and healing, and I gracefully breathe as old dynamics of fear, grief, sadness, or rage surface in me. I was expecting a lot of resistance when I got my notebook out. And maybe I'm resisting because I couldn't find any. And so it must be either a tremendously deep resistance. I was so relieved to have that mind shifter. It was as if you gave me permission to greet anything that isn't wonderful without any fear, to greet it without any fear and to breathe through it. And I've had so many incidents where a little of this or a little of that pops up and I just breathe and it passes away. But I was thinking, what's the deal? This didn't feel like a regular mind shifter to me. It was like a blessing.
The thought that intuitively comes, Susan, is that, I'm not sure what the first time you called the radio show was, but it's probably been close to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you've probably had some of the best questions of anybody. And the questions that people ask tell me the depth of integrity of their work. And you've asked more questions than anybody in the last 2 years than anybody. And that tells me that you're diligently doing your work. So it's, what I get is that it was your blessing, that it was kind of like a critical mass place that just cracked that open. And the work you've developed, the skills you've developed, or the work you've done and the skills you've developed are paying off. And, there is the biggest, most horrendous, terrible, disgusting issue that anybody could possibly carry, if they have the skill and the willingness, can be thrown off in a fraction of a second. It's called an
Approach to Miracles. That's just what it felt like. It was like the wave was going to move in, and it didn't move in.
It's called the Holy Instant.
Oh, my gosh, that's what that is?
You've worked for it, and you've heard it. That's what I get. Let's see if Dr. Tim's got a thought for you, if Jeannie's got a thought for you, but that's the energy I get. And as I think about it, I get goosebumps. It's like you're getting the blessing of the work you've done. And I acknowledge you for that.
Thank you. It does feel that way. May it last. Yeah.
Okay. For eternity.
Yeah.
Tim, did I hear your breath?
Weigh in. Yeah, I would weigh in by validating that. I think that there have been a number of times in the past few years where Michelle and I have been on the show alone and talked about various levels of our own growth and how, even though it's possible for me to get triggered in the next moment. My experience has been that when I get triggered, I catch it sooner, even if the intensity of the triggering is deeper than anything I've run into before. It doesn't last anywhere near as long. I move through it more quickly. I'm more quickly able to realize that I'm off the mark and apply the tools. And so the disruption and the negative impact that I create in my life by acting from a triggered state gets shorter and shorter. And I work through things more and more quickly the more I've practiced the tools and keep them top of mind. So that would be my thought of what's happening.
So congratulations.
Thanks. I have another question now that
you said
all those wonderful things, and I think they're true. I have a dear friend, and I was talking to her this morning, and she has had lupus, and she lives the most inspiring life because she is physically incredibly well, considering the fact that she has lived with this illness for a long time. And she exercises and eats right and thinks positively and is loving. And it's as if she knows how to be a loving presence, even though she hasn't had these particular tools. But I was telling her about your program, and then I thought, you know, I am still myself experiencing some physical things. It's embarrassing to mention this on the show, but I have my third round of a UTI, urinary tract infection, and I'm thinking, all right, the tools. I'm going to drag out the tools. What is my lower extremity saying to me? And so far, it's suggesting that I'm pissed off at something, but I haven't been able to locate it. But do you think? Okay. All right. So I've got to do some work there. Do you have any other ideas about that? Why that would be? I mean, this is something that hadn't happened since I was a teenager. And suddenly three in a row and antibiotics for two of them. And I'm on my third one and I don't want to take those pills anymore. I want to get well another way. So oregano oil.
Jeannie, go ahead.
Yeah, I found I had the first time a friend introduced me to oregano, and I'll put a link to the one that we get. You can actually pick it up at the GNC store. They have one as well. And I think maybe Young Living Oils and some of those sell it too, but just make sure it's one that you can take internally. And don't take it the way that on the bottle it says put it under your tongue. The stuff is too hot. I said, whoever wrote those directions didn't try it first. So you put water in the back of your mouth and tip your head back as if you're going to gargle, and you drop it straight into the water and swallow. But the first time somebody introduced me to that, it was for a congestion and for a cough that I held on forever. And then, you know, it's an antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal, and you can't OD on it. And I got a UTI, and I took it for that as well because I thought, well, it knows how to help my lungs, it can help my kidneys and my bladder. And it did. And so give that a shot. It's a natural antibiotic.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. That's what I was hoping for, plus doing the work. I don't know what I'm pissed off at, unless it's global warming, I mean climate change, and the fact that the grocery stores are filled with plastic and so on and so forth. And I'm writing on Facebook about one thing you can do.
We have to interrupt because that's not why you're upset. And that's what we've been conditioned to believe. I'm angry because ...
Oh, yeah.
And in this work, we know that the only liberty I will ever gain comes from realizing anything my mind shows me about why I'm upset is a distraction. It's sustained incoherence. It's using the process of creating my pain to try and alleviate my pain, and it will never work.
And you're right. And I forgot already. Yes, thank you. Got it.
And any object of attention will do to pin our thought disorders on. But the next question I asked myself, and by the way, I just sent you a link. Amazon
has just got
the P73. That's the best oregano oil that we've found to date. And as Jeannie says,
okay.
It's pretty hot, so drop it in the back of your throat. A little water in the back of your throat, drop it in the back of your throat and swallow and flush it down. It's easy to take, and it's pretty potent.
Mm-hmm.
But the other question I would ask, you mentioned I haven't had one of these since I was a teenager. So what was going on in your life when you were a teenager? And around what was going on, what kind of thought disorders do you suppose were elicited from your genes, or did you make up that appeared, you know, at that time to be about whatever was going on? What was happening in your life? You know, this is right in line with the healing through relationships. Were there any relationship
mm-hmm.
issues going on? What was happening?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Things popping into my mind already. That's a great question.
So I'd be scribbling down whatever those things are that are occurring. And we don't
mm-hmm.
necessarily need answers to them, but the answers are for you.
Right.
But I'd be making
Thanks.
Notes and maybe places and observe what's happening with your breath. And the places where you notice that your breath is most impacted, that's probably the place
mm-hmm.
to start with your work.
Okay. Excellent. I'll do it.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you. Gold mine. There you go. Another gold mine.
Honored and delighted.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Jeannie.
You're welcome, dear.
Yeah.
And of course, lots of water. You know.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots. You know, the rule, especially around things like UTI, is drink and pee. Even if you get up in the middle of the night to do it, don't stop drinking at night. Just keep it moving and keep
mm-hmm.
it flushing. That's
right.
It's pretty
mm-hmm.
important.
Right.
And, of
do
course, if you've had two rounds of antibiotics, the other thing you want to do is make sure you get some good probiotics to replace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, about, mm-hmm. There's various estimates, but probably 90% plus of the genes within this form we call the body-mind unit don't belong to us. They belong to the microlife, the microbiome that
right.
inhabits us, or that we inhabit. I'm not sure which is true. It's a question.
Yeah.
But when we start killing off that life, we start to degrade the function of everything. And so it's important to, if one engages in an antibiotic,
mm-hmm.
to step up to the plate and restore that life that's designed to be there.
Right. Well, I did get a Cuisinart yogurt maker. You dump the stuff in and you push a button and it takes it through all the heating and cooling. And in about 18 hours, you have the best yogurt ever. And it's the easiest machine. It was a pretty much outlay. It was about $60 or something for this machine. But
right.
I do recommend it because yogurt making can be pretty tricky with warming the milk to a certain point or whatever you're doing and then cooling it and
right.
doing all this business. So this is a machine where you put in quite a lot. It's maybe, a quart, which isn't a ton, but you make yogurt every other day and you'll be in good shape.
Right.
Tim and I are eating it
and
as if it's going. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can use, if you can get it and have it available, goat's milk. And it's a healthier alternative to cow's milk. If you happen to be in Australia, and we know at least one your listener is, then you might make it out of camel's milk. Now, I don't know if they have any camel's milk available up in your neck of the woods there.
We did have one camel.
But...
It was funny news about one camel that got loose and was out on a regular road in our town, which is just unheard of. I think it got away from a zoo or a circus or something. But no, we have no camels. Yeah.
That would be rather unique here.
Michael and Susan, we have someone else on the switchboard, Stacy, and she said that she's also got issues with that, and she asked if I would turn her on. So, Stacy, you're on.
Oh, Stacy, hi.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Hey,
welcome,
I know Stacy from the show. Yay.
Yay. How are you?
Well, other than what I talked about, I'm in ship shape.
Well, I just tuned in like a few minutes ago, and I think I heard you say you were having some UTIs, or was that Jeannie?
Yeah. No, that's me. Jeannie told me what to do about it and the fact that she used it at one point.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, I'm with you, sister, and I've been on two different things, and I'm allergic, apparently, to, like, everything that you're supposed to use. So I've got oregano oil, but it is so, it just burns, and I'm, like, even when I dilute it, and it's, like, you can smell it through, like, three Ziploc bags. It's so powerful.
I'm
well,
still going to do,
do
it.
Well, what you do, don't attempt to dilute it in a glass and drink it. Because the,
no,
it's
no,
oil, so it floats.
Hard.
It doesn't mix. So you put water in the back of your mouth and tip your head back like you're going to gargle, and you take the dropper full of the oregano oil and drop it right into the water and swallow immediately. And so that way it goes right down your throat. You might still get a little bit of the oregano taste, but that way it does not burn. And also I'm putting in the note for today's show, we also have a master cleanse on our website.
Okay.
Jeannie, can you mute whoever's banging in the background? We got a banging going on.
I'm sorry. I've got construction workers here.
Oh, okay. All right. So did you catch that? You want to drop it in the back, very back of your throat?
Okay.
And that way you don't get, you get very little taste of it and none of the burning.
It goes straight in the water
aim,
and down your
well.
Throat that way.
Aim well.
Okay, well, I've got one other
and take
quickie
a good
about
full dropper full at a time.
Okay. Oh, how much?
A good full dropper. You know, you're taking out
really?
Of a dropper and a full dropper in the back of the throat, right into the water, swallow, flush with water. Very little taste. You might get a little tiny bit of it, but nothing compared to. And the instructions on some of the bottles say just put it in your mouth, and oh my goodness, it's horrendous to do that way. Or dilute it.
Wow.
No, it's still very intense. So just in the back of the throat, you get no impact, you know, no taste or very little taste and no burning at all.
Okay, I'm going to try that. And
yeah,
that'll
make your life easier.
I just had a doctor tell me I've got a little spot that looks like a basal cell carcinoma from sun. Any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, there's something that's fairly easy to have removed, if that's what needs to be done. And, you know, there are lots of different remedies out there for skin support and skin healing. One of them that's becoming, you know, fairly well known is not the oil of marijuana, but hemp seed oil. Industrial hemp seed oil is proving to be a very powerful healer. And so you might want to check into that too. And it has no THC in it. It's from hemp. A lot of people have gotten a mistaken understanding that hemp means marijuana, and they're related, but hemp does not, industrial hemp does not have the THC in it, so that's not a factor. And you know, it was made illegal along with marijuana because hemp was a big, you know, when the oil business discovered they could turn things into plastic rope, the powers that be with money there made hemp illegal to grow, harvest, use, because it put a competitor out of business in this supposed free enterprise system. But that's another story.
Is that similar to CBD oil? I'm hearing a lot about CBD oil.
CBD. Yeah, that's exactly what CBD is.
The same
stuff.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, my cousin healed a few moles that he had that he didn't have them checked by a doctor, but they didn't look good, and all of them are gone with CBD oil.
Yep. Yeah, it's powerful. It's powerful.
Yeah.
And nothing
good
to do
to
with THC. Yeah. Well, we're down to the last few seconds, so I'm going to say if there's more conversation to be had, let's continue it tomorrow. In the meantime, everybody, create the best year yet of your eternal life. It's an awesome gift to give the world. Blessings.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and myself, Jeannie Rice, and Dr. Tim Hayes and Michelle Pache, as we present the first century Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. We are here every Monday through Friday from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Mind Shifters Radio. For more on Michael or myself or Aramaic forgiveness, please visit www.whyagain.org. That's www.whyagain.org.